Om Shanti. This is the audio version of the article Revelations on Gautam Buddha and Buddhism, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. You can find this article and many more such audio articles on our website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. In this article, we will talk about who was Siddhartha Gautam Buddha, the time of his coming 2250 years ago, and his task of establishment of the religion of Buddhism. Everything you need to know about his life, task and after task. This is a complete biography. Siddhartha Gautam Buddha, the person. While you are right that in that time, about 22 years ago, there were yet many guru who were practicing similar methods for liberation from life or to attain the knowledge of self and God. Yet, only Buddha was successful in claiming the self-realization, and that too very soon, as he sat under the famous Buddha tree. Intentions were quite clear. If one attains complete detachment from the material world, then he comes closer to reaching God, which is the goal of human life, as understood by sages of that time. But even when all the sannyasis, that is, those who renounce and live away from the family, did not reach that stage of liberation. This was an excellent observation of Mahatma Buddha, at that time Siddhartha, and hence he decided to choose a middle way, which he called it the balancing force. In this middle way, he preached that one may stay in their family with their wife and children, enjoy the pleasures of life, and yet renounce the worldly matters, the attachment towards everyone. This pleased many regional kings during that time, as kings cannot leave their kingdom and its people aside and go live in the forest. Hence, this way, Buddha's teachings spread with the help of kings. This was a fantastic way to see life, new and not yet new. This attracted thousands of followers to Buddha at that time also. Many visited him to get a solution to their life challenge. They began to see Buddha as a self-realized person. He used to give a brief solution to those coming with long problems. He always encouraged others to think and find a solution themselves, and not just blindly follow what he says. This nature of Buddha brings him closer to your heart, doesn't it? Now let's come to the creation of the religion of Buddhism, the coming of the soul of Buddha. About 2250 years ago from now, as the story goes, there was a wealthy and happy kingdom in the northeastern ancient India. Siddhartha was born for a great life as a prince of a wealthy kingdom. As Siddhartha himself said later, he had almost everything available in his palace. He had four palaces for four seasons. As a Brahmin predicted, Siddhartha began to develop detachment from the world at a young age. He began to realize that life is meant to die one day in sorrow. There is old age, disease, and inability. Seeing this, he deeply decided to find a way out for the whole world. Now what? One day, he finds a sannyasi, that is a hermit who has left his home. He questioned his friend, "Who is this person and why is he wearing such clothes?" The friend answered, and then you can guess what would happen. It was as if a thirsty person had found an ocean. Now, who can stop the prince to renunciate everything and become a sannyasi to get his answers of life? He tried to convince his father to let him go on a path of renunciation. But after an unsuccessful prayer to his father, the king, Prince Siddhartha had to marry. After a few years of marriage, he was still attracted to a life of renunciation. as now he was even more desperate to find the answers to life. So he escaped, leaving his wife and his newborn son. Initial days were hard for Siddharth, as he would have never stayed hungry in his palace. Taking inspiration from the saint, he sat in meditation under the famous Buddha tree for days. This was the search for self-realization. Yes, Buddha never tried to create a different culture or religion from what already existed in ancient India. He only showed an accurate understanding of what God delivered in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In chapters 3, 4 and 5 of Srimad Gita, it is emphasized that one should work in the name of Almighty for the welfare of the world, while not seeing the results, and one should surrender the fruit to the Supreme. This way, you will stay free from the bondage of karma, and yet enjoy the fruits of your good deeds. The same was explained by Buddha in a simple and accurate way. Hence, concluded that Buddha is really just a wise soul who took meaningful derivation through constant meditation and applied to his own life, and then inspired others as well. Then, as hundreds of years passed, people who are followers made Buddha look as a divine being and started worshipping him. But it is said by Buddha himself not to worship the stone, while God is not his creation. God is above and beyond, and that is what meditation is. Meditation is introspection within the self and a search for Supreme as a reflection to our own inner nature. Srimad Gita and many other scriptures support this fact that we all beings are created in God's image. God is our creator, father, teacher, and a guide for all. Religions are established at times and places to show a way to humanity, to follow God, to teach, not to liberate anyone from life. No one can be liberated from this cycle. Life is eternal, as the soul is eternal. After Buddha left his corporeal body, the soul still has a part to establish the religion, according to its part in the world drama, and hence the soul has taken to another body to fulfill this task. As revealed by Shiv Baba in Murlis, the Dharmatmas, which are the souls that establish religions, for example Ibrahim, Buddha, Christ, etc., do not take birth through a mother's womb. Instead, those souls come from above and enter a body through which he speaks the knowledge he has. This way, the religions are established. The revelation from Gyan Murli is that Buddha lived 2250 years ago from now. Also joins Ibrahim, who lived 25 years ago, while Christ lived 2000 years ago. Om Shanti. This was the audio version of article Revelations on Gautam Buddha and Buddhism, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. You can find this article as well as many other audio articles on our website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. Namaste.